Will you imagine with me, brothers and sisters, what it must have been like that day on the Sea of Galilee, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, as Jesus walked by those fishermen and said, "Hey, come follow me. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Imagine that critical moment, that moment of decision in their lives. They had to decide, am I going to say yes to Jesus? Am I going to follow him in this moment, or am I going to say no to Jesus? There's a decision there that has to be made. And that imagining, brothers and sisters, is in a certain way to be brought to reality every day in our lives. See, Jesus doesn't just walk by Peter and Andrew and James and John that day long ago, but he comes into our midst and it comes to where we are and he says, "Come after me and I will make you fishers of men." He calls us each by name to follow him. Now, it's interesting, the Gospels relate many stories of Peter and James and John and Andrew kind of from different perspectives. If you read the Gospel of John and Mark and Luke, and you hear about their different calls. So it's probably likely that this was not the first day that Peter and Andrew and James and John had met Jesus. In fact, maybe they'd been encouraged by others to follow or to hear about this guy named Jesus. Maybe to follow him or to hear him. Maybe they'd seen some of Jesus' miracles performed. Maybe they had just heard him preach or teach. We don't know exactly the timeline, but it seems likely that they would have heard about him before. But now is a crucial moment in their lives because they don't just hear him, but he addresses them as individuals and he calls them by name to follow him, to come after him, to follow him. And that means something. In saying yes to that, they have to do something. And you notice what it says in the Gospels. It says they left their nets and followed him. Or they left their nets in the boat and they left their father and they followed him. To say yes to Jesus also means sometimes saying no to good things, right? Fishing's a great occupation. But if Jesus calls, you got to follow him. Being with family is amazing. But when Jesus calls, he's the one that we have to follow. Now, brothers and sisters, in all of our lives, there are moments like that. There are those decision moments, moments where we have to decide some serious big thing. One of those moments for me came when I was a senior in college at Texas A&M. Oop, yes, thank you. It's so good to be back in a place where people do that, right? I'm just, like, people don't hiss at you or boo you. Yeah, they're very not classy over it. I'm just kidding, in Austin. So they boo you. But one of those moments came for me when I was a senior in college. And I had thought about being a priest, right? I thought about, like, following Jesus in that way for a long time. I probably first thought of being a priest when I was about 7 years old over at St. Anthony's, and I was serving Mass after my first communion. And there was this desire that was in my heart there. But at the same time, I thought about being a priest like I thought about being a train engineer or an astronaut or all of those things, right? There was this kind of openness, but not hopeness, right? So right there, like open, but not hoping, right? It's a joke. You guys get it? Yeah. Okay, great. I want to make sure you're awake, right? So I had been told growing up while I was an altar server at St. Thomas Aquinas, hey, you should consider this. I see in you, Will, some of the qualities that would make a good priest. I remember Deacon, Ted Baker, some of you guys might know him, saying that in such a good way, right? Not in a pushy way, not in like an imposing type of way, but just in an inviting type of way of saying, hey, I see in you things that I would love to see in a future priest. And that would be amazing if you chose that, if God was calling you to that. So I'm growing, I'm maturing, and I get to college. I get the opportunity to work in youth ministry a little bit, and I continue to learn and to follow Jesus. And as I grow in following Jesus, this idea of being a priest keeps coming back to me over and over again, and I'm like, I don't know about that, right? I've got a life that I'm kind of planning out here. I'm holding on to my nets. I'm an engineering student. I want to go to med school. And I'm like, I'm sort of open, but I don't want to let go of those nets. Now, friends, so often when the Lord calls, we find ourselves holding on strongly to something and saying, I got to have this. This is like my security blanket. I got to hedge my bets just a little bit, at least. I can't possibly just go and follow Him right now. That all changed for me on September 11th, 2012. I had a habit of going to the Adoration Chapel at St. Mary's for an adoration hour in the morning, and that was also the day of the engineering career fair at A&M. So that day, I had printed out my resumes, and I had my suit and tie on, and I was going to go to my adoration hour, and then I was going to go to the engineering career fair and find a job so that I could figure out what I was going to do for the next year at least. And I went to that adoration hour with that intention, and the Lord just kind of put on my heart praying about being called to the priesthood, and I did, and He asked me sort of the question, like, Will, why are you hedging your bets? Why wouldn't you just come follow me right now? He wasn't asking me, by the way, to say yes to being a priest. He was asking me to do something really simple and really small, which was to ask for the application to seminary. That was it. He didn't give me the whole plan. He didn't. In fact, when I applied to seminary, I wrote in the application, I don't know if I'm called to be a priest, but I know that Jesus is calling me to apply to seminary. See, we don't have to have it all figured out. The Lord is our light and our salvation. It's enough to just be with Him in the moment and to follow Him in the moment from A to B. He will give us the light that we need. So I come out of that adoration hour, and I don't know if you've had this experience where you're just like thinking about something and you just kind of have to ponder and walk around a little bit. But I did that around St. Mary's. I probably looked strange because I was just kind of like walking around the student center a little bit. And I remember being in the stairwell at St. Mary's and saying, okay, Jesus, I'll apply, right? I'll apply to seminary. I'll give you a year of my life. And He took that. He received that gift, and He has given me more joy in following Him than I could have possibly imagined in that moment. I've now been a priest for 939 days. 939 days. We're going to have a celebration on the 1,000th day. It's the day before the Annunciation, so we'll have a 1,001 day party right after the 8:15 Mass on March 25th. It's going to be amazing. Friends, each one of those days has been unique. Some of those days are difficult. Some of those days are great. Some of those days are filled with exuberant joy, and some of those days are filled with great sorrow. Much like your life, I'm imagining, right? I mean, the adventure of following Jesus doesn't just happen to priests. It happens to people who are husbands and wives and fathers and mothers, and people who have said yes to Jesus with their whole heart and want to follow Him. Right? That's the thing. Like, Jesus calls each one of us by name, and He invites us to follow Him in a unique way. He invites us to follow, and by following Him, we find the joy that our hearts are made for. And He has a plan for each one of you. For some of you, that plan is already very obvious, right? You're married and you have kids and you're sanctifying the world. You're making the kingdom present in your home and in your families and in your workplaces. And that's an amazing vocation. That is an incredible vocation. At the same time, I know there are a lot of people here today that don't know what the Lord is calling them to yet. And I just want to speak to you, my brothers and sisters, who are not in your vocation yet. If the Lord is calling you to follow Him as a priest, my brothers, or if He's calling you to follow Him as a religious sister, my sisters, that would be amazing, right? Follow Him. Let me share another, it is an incredible gift that the Lord wishes to give you. See, the Lord, in whatever vocation He calls us to, He's not calling because He needs you. He's calling because He wants to give you a gift. He wants to give you a way of following Him that will bring you the joy that you wish, that you desire in your heart. In the first months after I was ordained, in one 36-hour period, I had celebrated every sacrament that a priest can celebrate. I'd baptized babies, I confirmed people, brought them into the church, I anointed someone dying on their deathbed, I witnessed a marriage, I celebrated Mass, and I heard confessions. And that's just one 36-hour period of my life. The grace that God, the gift that God has given me of being a priest is amazing. And He has something like that for each one of us, friends. He calls us by name and He says, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will give you a share in my own mission and it will bring you joy. So friends, here's two, during this weekend of the third Sunday of Ordinary Time in the Diocese of Austin, we're celebrating what's known as Called by Name Sunday. So you might see these little things in your pews. There's probably not enough for everyone in the pews because we got a lot of people here this morning, which is amazing. And in the entire diocese, is being asked to do two things. Two things, right? One, to consider our vocations. Whether you're already in that vocation or whether you're not in that vocation, to consider how might the Lord be calling us right now? How might the Lord be calling you right now? As I said earlier, young men, young women who are not in your vocations yet, might the Lord be calling you to be a priest or a religious sister? That would be awesome. And for those who are already in their vocations, married couples, moms, dads, the second ask is to consider who might the Lord be calling to a religious vocation? Who might the Lord be calling to priesthood or to religious life? Who do you see around you in our parish family who you could say, man, that guy, that young man would make an excellent priest one day. That young woman, she would make an excellent sister one day. And the ask would be then, friends, to do two things once you've discerned in your head who those people are. Because I know the Lord's calling them from this parish. One, to pray for that person. To pray for that person. Because it's God who calls and it's God who brings to fulfillment the call in our lives. And just to ask that He would open their hearts if He is indeed calling them. And then two, to encourage them. You can do that in a couple of ways. In particular, today we're asking that if you know someone that you think would make an excellent priest or an excellent sister, to share their name with us, either by writing it down on one of these cards and sending it into the vocations office, or you can scan the QR code that's on the little thing right there, and you can say you can put their name in there. If you got some contact information, that'd be great. And this is not for spam, we promise. Right? All they're going to get is a letter from Bishop Vasquez that says, someone saw in you the qualities that they think would make an excellent priest or an excellent sister. That's awesome. We want to affirm that in you. We're praying for you. If you want to find out more about how we can help you discern, here's the information. That's it, right? The other thing, and this is really powerful, and this is what happened in my life a lot. If you notice that someone has those qualities that would make an excellent priest or an excellent religious sister, affirm them, right? say, I see in you a certain generosity that I would want to see in a priest for my family in the future. I see in you an openness, a warmness that I would want to see in a religious sister, right, in the future. And if God was calling you to that, that would be amazing. The Lord is the one who calls, and He is the one who brings to fulfillment. Friends, let us not be afraid to follow Him where He leads. For He will bring us great joy if we but say yes. Friends, we want to be a place, we want to be a parish where we help one another, where we encourage one another to respond with joy to that call of the Lord today. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men.